This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. National Assembly members urge government to address cooking gas shortage and black marketing. Rolpa landslide death toll reaches 10. Search continues for 3 missing. Former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba returns home after 5 months of medical treatment abroad. And Air India to test all pilots for banned substances. Now the news in detail. National Assembly members have drawn the government's attention to shortage of cooking gas and urged immediate measures to ease the difficulties faced by consumers. Speaking during the zero hour of the National Assembly meeting, lawmakers urged the government to take effective measures to control the black marketing and artificial shortage of cooking gas through regular market monitoring. They also called for the release of senior journalist Kishore Shrestha, raised concern over changes in the flow of Sethi River caused by the Tanahu hydropower project and expressed sorrow over the deaths of 10 climbers, including 6 Nepali climbers on Rood Peak in Pakistan, along with a call for a clear policy to regulate house and room rents in the Kathmandu Valley. Meanwhile, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobhita Gautam said the government has prepared a bill aimed at protecting and promoting rights and development of the Dalit community. Responding to lawmakers' question on behalf of Prime Minister Balendra Shah, Minister Gautam said the proposed bill has been formulated in line with the Article 40 of the Constitution. A committee comprising subject experts has also been formed to advance the legislative process. Furthermore, Minister Gautam also clarified that the government currently has no plans to reconsider the 2-day weekly public holiday. Chairperson of the Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee under the House of Representatives, Ashok Kumar Chaudhary, has called for gradually reducing the reuse of chemical fertilizers and promoting compost to protect soil quality and support sustainable agriculture. Speaking at a committee meeting, Chair Chaudhary said government policy should encourage organic fertilizer use, adding that the committee would hold discussions with organic fertilizer producers on production, cost and competitiveness. The meeting also highlighted growing concern over soil degradation and agricultural productivity, with discussions focused on rising production cost, farmers' limited role in price determination, fragmented land holdings, youth employment, women's participation in agriculture and access to healthy food. Members called for government policies that prioritize organic farming, soil conservation and sustainable agricultural production, among others. The death toll from the landslide at Kotalbara in Thawang Rural Municipality 5 of Rolpa District has risen to 10, with 3 people still missing. The landslide triggered by torrential rainfall on Wednesday night swept away 9 houses, a makeshift grocery shop, 2 cattle sheds and a church. Police said 5 bodies of people missing from the landslide were recovered from different locations along a riverbank in neighboring Puthan district. Police said the identities of the recovered bodies have been established. 2 people seriously injured in the disaster have also been sent to Butwal for further treatment. Search and rescue operations are continuing for the 3 people still missing. Local authorities said efforts are focused on locating the missing and providing assistance to the affected families. Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle has called for broad cooperation and coordination among all sides to accelerate development and prosperity. Speaking at an annual progress review program organized by the District Coordination Committee in Damauli, Tanahu, Minister Dr. Wagle said the government is moving ahead with clear policies, placing good governance and reforms at the center of its work. Likewise, at a separate meeting with residents in Bias Municipality 10, Minister Wagle said the government was working to meet people's basic needs despite limited resources and high public expectations. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav has said the government is ensuring regular food grain supplies to remote districts to strengthen food security. Speaking at the 7th anniversary of the Food Management and Trading Company Limited, Minister Yadav said government efforts were aimed at ensuring access to essential food items across the country at affordable prices. Separately, she also inaugurated a new food sales outlet of the company at the Singhadarbar premises. The outlet will provide daily essentials to civil servants and service seekers with priority given to Nepali products. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadakraj Paudel has paid tribute to the Nepali climbers who died in road peak avalanche in Pakistan. Minister Paudel offered floral tributes yesterday to the Nepali climbers who died in the Broad Peak avalanche. The remains of several victims have been repatriated and their last rites performed. At the same time, the body of renowned mountaineer Nirmal Purja has been sent to the UK where his family resides. The remains of another Nepali victim are still awaiting repatriation. The Broad Peak avalanche on July 30 claimed the lives of 10 climbers, including 6 Nepalese. The Federation of Nepali Journalists and the World Association for Press Councils have called for the immediate release of senior journalist and Janastha weekly editor Kishore Shrestha, who was arrested on Wednesday night in connection with a complaint related to personal privacy. A habeas corpus petition seeking his release has also been filed at the Supreme Court by his wife Saraswati Shrestha. The petition claims that the Shrestha was arrested without sufficient legal basis or reason. The FNJ has condemned the arrest, saying it undermines press freedom and freedom of expression. Meanwhile, Nepal police said Shrestha was arrested after obtaining court permission based on a complaint concerning personal privacy. The Kathmandu District Court has allowed police to keep him in custody for 3 more days for further investigation. The World Association of Press Councils, of which Shrestha is the second vice president, has also expressed serious concern over his detention and called for his immediate and unconditional release. The association also expressed concern over a police raid on Shrestha's media office following his arrest, warning that the detention of a journalist could create fear and pressure within the media sector, and urged the government and security agencies to address the matter promptly. Former Prime Minister and Nepali Congress former President Sher Bahadur Deuba returned home after nearly 5 months of medical treatment abroad. Deuba arrived in Kathmandu from Bangkok, Thailand yesterday after nearly 5 months of medical treatment abroad following serious injuries he sustained during the Gen Z protest on September 9 last year. Senior Nepali Congress leaders received Deuba at Tribhuvan International Airport while party leaders and supporters accompanied him to his residence. In a statement after his return, Deuba said he returned home with a commitment to continue serving the country and acknowledged the need for the Nepali Congress to embrace the changes sought by the younger generation. Sudarpashchim Province Chief Nazir Mia has invited claims for the formation of a new provincial government following the resignation of Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shah. Claims have been invited for the appointment of a new Chief Minister by 11 a.m. today under the constitutional provision requiring majority support. The move comes amid a reported power-sharing understanding between the Nepali Communist Party and CPN-UML. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai has reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to One China principle, saying Nepali territory will not be allowed to be used against China's interest. Speaking at a program in Kathmandu marking the 71st anniversary of Nepal-China diplomatic relations, Secretary Rai said bilateral ties are based on the principles of Panchasil, good neighborliness, cooperation, equality and respect for each other's sensitivities. On the occasion, Chinese Ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming said the two countries have maintained mutual respect, trust and support despite changes in the international environment. Separately, Chinese ambassador to Nepal Zhang Maoming met with Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party leader Bhismaraj Angdembe at Singhadarbar yesterday. The meeting focused on Angdembe's upcoming visit to China to attend the Asia Regional Conference of the Non-Resident Nepali Association as well as Nepal-China relations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Air India has announced mandatory substance testing for all its pilots, expanding checks beyond the minimum regulatory requirement following a serious flight incident earlier this month. The airline said the test covering banned substances and medications prohibited under aviation regulations will begin immediately. The decision follows an August 4 incident involving an Air India Airbus A320neo flying from Phuket to Delhi, which suddenly lost around 300 feet in altitude, during which several passengers and crew members were injured. The incident is being investigated by Indian Aviation Authorities with assistance from Airbus and France's Air Safety Agency. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions, along with a few places in the Tarai regions today. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is near its normal position in the eastern region, while in the west it has shifted northward and is currently close to Nepal. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 21 to 23 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. National Assembly members urge government to address cooking gas shortage and black marketing. Rolpa landslide death toll reaches 10, search continues for 3 missing. Former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba returns home after 5 months of medical treatment abroad, and Air India to test all pilots for banned substances. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.